Hachette Audio presents Flush, The Remarkable Science of an Unlikely Treasure, written by Bryn Nelson, Ph.D., read by Fred Berman. For Mom and Dad with Love, from Your Number Two Son. Introduction. It turns out that donating your corpse to a composting facility may not be for everyone. After death, we still routinely bury or burn our dearly departed. But from a biological standpoint, we're a fairly complete plant food once we fully decompose into rich soil. Cadavers offer all of the minerals and nutrients generally deemed essential for flora, except for nickel. As author Caitlin Dowdy described in From Here to Eternity, the recomposition movement, literally returning our remains to the earth and embracing the freedom of a body rendered messy, chaotic, and wild, is, well, gaining ground. I vividly remember my visit to the Body Farm in Knoxville, Tennessee, where people have donated their corpses to science so forensic experts could learn how we decompose under a variety of natural and sinister circumstances. In the ground, on the ground, in a car trunk, in a trailer. I found the place utterly fascinating and oddly touching. In death, donors were helping scientists learn more about the inevitable conclusion to life and helping forensic sleuths solve murders and bring killers to justice. When I wrote about it, though, a photo editor was so disgusted by the mere idea of the place that my pictures taken inside the 2.5-acre compound at sans any visible bodies were rejected as inappropriate. Donating your newborn's umbilical cord may not be for everyone either. After a birth, we still routinely dismiss the roughly 2-foot-long tether as medical waste and throw it in the trash. But from a biological standpoint, the cord is packed with stem cells and progenitor cells that give rise to oxygen-carrying red blood cells, infection-fighting white blood cells, and clot-forming platelets that can help treat or cure more than 70 conditions, ranging from leukemia to sickle cell disease. With more than 40,000 cord blood transplants performed around the world, that movement is making headway as well. For another story, I described how a leukemia patient was saved by double cord
Sample complete. Ready to continue?